The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome to episode number 62. It is Monday, the 17th, for all you guys out there that don't use a calendar. I will help you out. It is a week of variety here at the Muscular Development Show, and we're going to start off by getting back to our Pittsburgh liaison to find out what's the latest happenings in the world of the National Federation Committee, which otherwise known as the NPC. Mr. Gary Udick. Gary, welcome back to MD Radio.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Hey, not too bad, man. Last week I was so caught up with the New York Pro Show and review that I failed to mention the passing of one of our icons in the sport of bodybuilding, Dennis Tenorino. He succumbed to some stomach cancer, left behind a wife and two daughters, and had turned his life around and was doing a lot of ministry for the Christian ministry, and he just seemed to be an overall good guy doing great things in the world of bodybuilding, but the higher power called him home. His work on earth was done, but he had some great memories competing against some legendary bodybuilders back in the 70s. Did you happen to know Dennis Tenorino?
You know, I only had the chance to meet him a couple times, but even in that, I mean, I was a nobody from nowhere, and he was a terrific guy, and didn't mind taking the time to talk to somebody who really looked up to him as a starting out bodybuilder. He was a legend.
Yeah, well, no doubt he left a lot of memories for a lot of people. He'll be sorely missed, and his ministry will live on, and we'll continue to keep his family in our prayers, and condolences do go out to them. Gary, on the heels of that New York Pro competition, the NPC summer is coming right around the corner. It's like 3 short weeks away. I don't know where the time went, but bring us up to speed with the goings-on in the National Physique Committee.
Yeah, you're right, Sean. Things are starting to ramp up now as we start to head towards Memorial Day and into the summer. This weekend, Jeff Taylor's got the Southern Colorado Armed Forces Natural Championships out in Colorado Springs. Richie Daggs puts on the Northeast Muscle Classic in Saratoga Springs, New York. Kevin Noble puts on the Grand Prix Natural Championship in Rockford, Illinois. Robert Blount's got the Optimum Classic in Shreveport, Louisiana. In one of our biggest events, Steve O'Brien and the Admiral John Lindsay on the Contra Costa up in Hayward, California, and that's happening this Saturday also. So, plate of events the country.
No doubt the month of May will get hot, and we'll finish on a high note. Right before the Memorial holiday, we'll have the California State Championships along with the IFBB Pro Figure Championships, and next week we'll devote an hour-long episode with some former California State champions from the past, talking about this upcoming competition. Gary, we're hitting into some national qualification shows and some state qualifiers. We're halfway through the season almost. What's happening in terms of the progress of the NPC? I know this bikini division, like you and Jim Mannion predicted, is just blowing up through the roof. It seems like everywhere you go, there's another bikini contest, and those contests are stacked with talent.
They really are. You know, the girls are taking a look at the websites. It's easy to go to the MD website and see photos of all the events, and they're starting to really get tuned into what the athletes need to look like. So they're fine-tuning their look to match that, and with that, the events, not only the numbers are getting better, but the quality is getting way better. So as the season goes on, you know, I just look for these events to keep growing and growing, kind of much like Figure did in its beginnings.
Yeah, and you're getting ready now. I believe you're getting ready to prepare this summer in the month of July, the Teen Masters and Collegiate Championships right out there in Pittsburgh, and that's usually a barnstormer. You've got hundreds of competitors competing in that contest. Why don't you give us a preview of what's coming up?
Yeah, you're right, Sean. I think it's going to be July 23rd and 24th this year, a week before the USA, as it always is. And it appears like it's going to take off again. You always wonder year to year how these things are going to go, especially with the economy the way it is. But we fell on May 1st, and earliest we ever have. So it looks like people are really gearing up for this thing. And our national level events are really taking off. I know the Junior Nationals is looking strong in the middle of June. So, you know, people are just, they're turning what their passion is in these times of economic strife, and bodybuilding, fitness, and figure are really taking off.
Absolutely. One of the greatest stress relievers known to mankind is a little physical fitness and some great diets. We will have Pam Betts joining us to talk about the Junior National Championships later on in the program. But, Gary, thanks for calling in. We're going to move on to a three-time women New York Pro Champion in the form of Kathy Lee Francois. I know you're familiar with her.
Oh, absolutely. What a great talent. Thanks so much for your time, Sean.
All right, buddy. We'll catch up with you next week. That's Gary Udick calling in from P-Town, Pittsburgh, PA. And like I said, we're going to segue into a three-time New York Pro Champion, a Miss International Champion bodybuilder as well on the female side. On her way, I believe, to a Lakers game, let's bring on Kathy Lee Francois. Kathy,
hello,
welcome to the radio.
Hello, Sean Ray.
Hey, how are you doing? Just so our listeners understand, you are a French-Canadian by birth and now living in El Monte, California, correct?
Yes.
So English is your second language, and you have gotten very good at it. When did you move out west to California or the United States?
I moved in 2000, in May 2000, yeah, so it's been 10 years already.
Right, and you moved out here, and pretty much in short order, you wind up getting married to one Lee Priest, didn't you, back then, the same year?
Hey, it's all about Kathy now.
You move fast, Kathy. You're only 5'2". You didn't start out as a bodybuilder. Didn't you start off, like, figure skating or something when you got started?
Yeah, I started doing speed skating, right? That's correct. Because I was like, you know, I see some couple people have big legs and big calves, and it was more interesting to have this kind of the muscle on the legs, more to be interesting about the sport. But I fell in love with the sport because it was an individual sport and there only just one winner, you know. So I like the fight, I like the be the one, you know, when you win, you win, you know.
Right, and when you saw these bodybuilders coming up, who were you looking at back when you first noticed bodybuilding? Like, who was your examples? Because everyone has different people they kind of follow and they want to emulate and look like. But being a female bodybuilder, who are you looking like saying, I want to be her one day?
You know, I don't have a lot of people can really look to it. But the first, you know, of course, the first woman I saw was on the top of the magazine. It was the Corey Overson look. So I was really, like, impressed by that. So at that time, I was kind of, the time was I was looking for, you know, when you were a little kid, you always look for something like how I want to be, how I want to look. You know, you can a little bit, you know, searching yourself. And when I saw the cover, I was just like, wow, that's what I'm going to be. And that's what I'm going to be, you know. I really did like her look, her femininity, muscle, health, you know, healthy and aesthetic, like with muscle. I thought it was pretty awesome.
Right. Well, I mean, you were born February 12th, 1 week before my mother on February the 16th, which I just found out. I did a little homework on you, Kathy. You've won the New York Pro Championships more than any other female bodybuilder in the history of the game. You've won it three times. You're only a week removed from winning that contest. You went in there almost one-handed. Did you almost think at some point you weren't going to compete in this show due to injury?
Yes. You know, I was really like, you know, I was not too sure if I would be able to do it because, you know, my injury is still there. Today when I'm talking to you, it still hurt and it's still not stretched at the maximum. But I was able to train around it, to train my back, train my legs. And I would say, if my back improved, my leg improved, and I still have a great condition, I can see why I can't win the show still. I can see why, you know, some people, you know, have a couple of weakness here and there, but my style, my shape, I don't really have a big weakness. You know, I'm just like kind of proportioned. I'm small. I know I'm a small bodybuilder, but I don't have a huge weakness. Say like, oh, she don't have arm. Oh, she don't have calves. She don't have legs. I think I'm just like proportional. So, and I thought like maybe my arm, they're not going to be better, but they're not going to be, you know, less than what they was, you know. So I'm like, I'm going to try. And anyway, of course, I want to do Olympia, and I want to need a place where I can get qualified. So I was just like, why not do this one? You know, I'm used to do that one. And it's kind of really, you know, people think sometimes, you know, oh, you win the show before, that's going to be easy. But no, that's not right. That's not true. You know, it's worse. It's more stress on me. And it's like, because you got to go fight your own self, and you have all the older girls, because they want to beat you, you know. So then when they're training, they think about me, I want to beat her, I'm going to beat her, I'm going to train harder, I'm going to do more sets, more reps, you know, because they want pass me, right?
Right.
So it was, for me, was a big stress, and I thought that it's hard.
Well, you know, you were pushed to the limits by one Sheila Black out of Florida. Arguably, depending on what you like about bodybuilding, that coin could have been flipped and landed on the other side. There was a one-point differentiation between you and her. That had to feel good that it came down in your favor based on all the things you had to go through to get to this competition. But what I wanted to point out was you've won that show three times. You're headed back to the Miss Olympia. You've won the Miss International. Did you not win it more than once? I thought you won it more than one time.
Which one?
The Miss International, the Arnold. I know you won it in 2003.
Yeah, and not just in 2003, yeah, because I kind of retired after that and then did figure for a couple of years, you know.
That's right, yeah. So you dabbled in figure. Was it that you didn't like the way bodybuilding was going for you at the time, so you wanted to try to get soft for figure? Or what was going through your mind in that transition?
It was just, you know, a life change for me. I just wanted to take a break and kind of back off. And I was planning to come back to the bodybuilding, but the thing, it was the real reason why I did it is because I wanted to come back with my name of Kathy LeFrancois.
So I
wanted to kind of back off, do something else, get attention, and come back stronger and say, yeah, I can do it. This is Kathy LeFrancois. I'm back. And, yes, I can win the show, you know.
Yeah, and back you are. So are we going to pump our brakes and hold off and see you reappear in Las Vegas this Miss Olympia weekend?
Yes, I will. I will be there.
You mentioned earlier you're going to your first NBA basketball game, the Lakers. Are you en route, or are you already there?
I'm going now. I'm leaving the house soon, so I was just waiting for you to talk with you, and now I'm ready. I'm kind of nervous about it. That's
well,
probably why I'm talking so fast, because I've never been there before.
Don't worry about it. The Lakers are going to win. I hate to spoil the inning for you, but the Lakers will win. But real quick, for women getting started in bodybuilding today, what kind of advice would you have? I mean, you're now a veteran of the bodybuilding game. You've been in it over 10 years. What would you say to a girl that says, hey, Kathy, I want to be a bodybuilder? What kind of advice would you give her?
You know, my advice, you know, like I always say, you know, it's all right to dream. It's all right to think you want to be, you know, IFBB pro. Go. But the thing, you know, you can't give up your school. You can't give up your work and think to do just be eating, sleep, and train. And this is a... That's why I do. I'm probably the only one, you know, like, you know, I have a job. I work for Gasparri Nutrition, and I work a lot, you know, and I keep myself busy with work. But, you know, the training, I still do it no matter what. I just put that in my schedule, and I make sure, you know, I eat my food, and I still compete, you know, that it's not because you do compete, you can have a regular life, you know, because, you know, woman bodybuilding is really difficult to make money, you know, in just with that, you know. So it's really important that you have a job in the side, you know, to not just focus on your career and have both.
All right. Well, Kathy, thanks for calling in and stopping by MD Radio. Keep us posted as you head into the Miss Olympia weekend, and we'll bring you back on and find out how your preparation goes for that.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's Kathy LeFrancois representing Gasparri Nutrition, winner of a three-time New York Pro Championships. Enjoy the basketball game.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, and coming up on the other side of the commercial break, as a matter of fact, I'm going to bring them on right now. Let's get right to it. We got Mr. USA on hold. Mark Alvisi, are you there?
I'm here, Sean. What's happening?
Big Mark, I was going to hold you to the other side of the commercial break. You're calling in to MD Radio, and you're going to drop some bombs on some people out there with some bodybuilding news and information. We just had your girl, Kathy LeFrancois, a representative of Gasparri Nutrition, whom you're all too familiar with, being featured in all the ads for Gasparri. It sounds like there's some change in the air featuring Mr. USA, Mark Alvisi. We're going to find out a little more about what that means right after our first commercial break here at MB Radio.
Let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell-swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
This is Jay Cutler, and you're listening to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought-after muscle-building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMedsRx.com.
The Targo S2 is 2.3 times faster through the gut.
Zero bloating.
2 times faster glycemic response.
But no crash.
1.8 times faster insulin response.
Lasting muscle fullness.
1.7 times faster muscle glycogen recovery. University proven Vitargo S2.
What other carbs try to be?
Proof before promises. Vitargo S2. Only from Generate. Pick up Vitargo S2 at GenerateSpeed.com. That's G-E-N-R, the number 8, speed.com. Or find us on the MD Superstore.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys. And episode number 62 is in full effect. And we've got to give a big shout out for the boss man, Big Steve Bleckman. It is his birthday today, and we want to wish him all from Team MD a very happy birthday. Enjoy it, boss. You've earned it. Hopefully you're taking a day off. I highly doubt that, but you should have. Maybe one day you'll find that opportunity to put your feet up and stop working so hard. But we do appreciate all that you do for everyone here at MD. enjoy. We're on the line with Mr. USA, Mark Alvisi, calling in from Florida. Big Mark, there's been some contemplation and some change in the wind, and a little birdie was whispering in my ear, said that you may wind up on a pro bodybuilding stage sooner rather than later. Talk to your people. They're listening worldwide.
Yeah, Sean, well, I guess the news travels quickly. I haven't, like, officially let the cat out of the bag, but I guess myself and my camp, I've decided that I'm going to get one in this year. So we decided to go with the Europa Pro in Dallas in August.
Sweet. I thought, for whatever reason in my mind, that might have been the original plan, and then Gaspari, like a slave driver that he is, decided to make you work hard for your money, and you didn't think you were going to be able to make it to that, and for a second you thought about the Sacramento Pro. You're working with Hani Rambod, and you thought maybe some extra time off to put on the exercise might do you well. Clearly that change of heart. Now, does that come as well as a result of the training style, or do you feel you need to get your feet wet and get in there?
Well, it's a couple things. Obviously, you know, as a sponsored athlete, you're going to have you're going to have more responsibilities, you know, and there's a lot of things that obviously as a new pro I'm adjusting to as far as my responsibilities, you know, with traveling and everything else. But that's a part of being a bodybuilder, a pro bodybuilder. So that being said, you know, obviously you always want to bring your best to the stage, and you always want to make sure that you give yourself every opportunity to bring your best. But, you know, there's two sides to every coin, and, you know, I kind of got the itch a little bit, and, you know, it's kind of tough watching, you know, even, you know, winning the USA's last year, it's coming up on a year, and I've been to a lot of contests watching a lot of guys up on stage, and I've been to, you know, my share of pro contests as well, and it's kind of tough sometimes when you got, you know, people and fans coming up to you after a pro contest and go, man, you should have done that show. I think you would have done well.
Yeah,
so, you know, I spoke with, Rich Gaspari himself, and, you know, he thinks that, you know, he has a lot of confidence in me, and he thinks that if I just bring, you know, not only him, but, you know, some other, you know, people in the industry think that, you know, if I just bring the same condition and shape that I had at the USA's with, you know, some added size, that, you know, I'll fare very well. And I know that, you know, the Europa, it's a huge show. You know, it's the last qualifier before the Olympia and, you know, the last pro show you can do if you're not doing the Olympia, as far as the open class is concerned. But, you know, I feel pretty confident. I think I know I've had a really good off season. I've definitely made improvements. I've added size. I've gotten up to the biggest I've ever been. And, you know, I'm just going to continue doing what I'm doing. And, you know, wherever the cards fall, come August, I will be in shape, that's for sure. So,
I was going to say, when you were competing in the USA's and then the Nationals and had your battles with Mike Liberatore, you kind of knew some of those guys on the very surface level. Now you do know. You see in the magazines and on the websites these monstrous bodybuilders that you're going to be standing side by side with, guys like Fuad or Cedric McMillan, even Ben Pekulski. I mean, do these guys intimidate you at all when you're sitting there and you're watching them, or are these guys the inspiration and motivation for you to take your game to the next level?
Well, the thing is this. It's definitely motivation for me because, you know, it's a whole other level once you graduate out of the MPC and you jump into the IFBB. But, you know, one thing that holds true that I always believe in is that, you know, a bigger guy is not necessarily going to be the guy to beat simply because, you know, when I was in the MPC coming up, most of the time, you know, when I was in those classes, the light heavyweight class is where I started, and then the heavyweight class, I was usually one of the lighter guys in my class. So, I mean, relatively speaking, I was always usually up against bigger guys. So, you know, I'm just going to play to my strengths. And, you know, I know what my strengths are as far as, you know, shape and condition and symmetry. And, you know, every year I'm getting bigger and I'm just filling in my frame every year. So I think that being said, that gives me a lot of confidence. And especially looking at some of the, you know, the more recent placings, you know, there's been some guys that are on the, I guess you could say, the lighter side are doing really well. Look at, you know, my buddy Heedy, you know, another Gaspari athlete. He's not a huge guy, but he's been placing very well.
Is that motivation for you in terms of not factoring these big numbers and just kind of going based on what you see in the mirror, like kind of what I used to do?
Well, yeah, exactly, you know, and sometimes, you know, if I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to fare, I use the past as a little bit of a guide, and, you know, there was a lot of great pros like yourself that had to go up against guys that may have been 30, 40, 50 pounds bigger than them, and, you know, I know you were in that top five a whole lot.
Well, keep it real. They were 60 and 70 pounds heavier. Paul DeLette, Dorian Yates, Ronnie Coleman, they were 280, 290. I was like 210. But I know that at the end of the day, there's no scale on the stage, and you've got to present the best package that you can. So I know you're not paying attention to numbers. Real quick, before I let you go here, what can we expect from Mark Alvisi this time around that we didn't get last time?
Well, what I've been focusing on is continuing to bring up the size in my lower half, the legs, quads and hamstrings and calves. You know, I definitely made a lot of improvements overall, especially in my lower body, through 08 going into 09. And, I'm just keeping pace with that. I've also definitely added a lot of more thickness and in detail in my back, which I've identified that I wanted to improve. And but overall, I mean, I'm just bigger. You know, okay. I've just definitely increased my size. So, well, you know, hopefully we'll see, you know, it should all come together, come August.
Right on. Well, thanks for sharing the news with us, Big Mark. I'm going to let you get back to work. I know you've already started that contest prep, and now it's put the medal to the medal, and we'll see you in Dallas and represent, all right?
Thanks a lot, Sean.
All right, that's Big Mark Alvisi. Putting off the USA title, and he's going for a pro title this summer, August the 15th or 16th in Dallas, Texas. Big Ed Parizo putting on that Europa Pro competition, and we'll see how he fares, man. We're going to switch gears and bring on another guy who knows a thing or two about competing in that Europa Pro Championships, Big Fuad Abiyad, calling in from Canada, who took second place at the Tampa Pro and the Dallas Pro to Big Dennis James a year ago. Fuad, welcome to MD Radio 62.
What's going on, Sean? How is everybody?
Yeah, man. What would you have to say to a rookie like Mark? He's getting ready to do what you did a year ago, at least try to. Does he know what he's getting into?
I think he has a good idea of what he's getting into being, coming out of the NPC, because, you know, the caliber there is a little bit better than the caliber over on the Canadian side. I mean, a lot of the guys in the NPC come right out and start competing. So he's got a little bit of an idea. But for me, I jumped in head first a week after I got my pro card,
right?
Just to get an idea. And I think it's important for him to not wait, because you never really, really know until you go and you're backstage and you see everybody up close and you get to stand next to him on stage. And I did my first show and I got my ass handed to me. But it was a learning experience, and I came back, and, you know, I was 10 places ahead the next time I showed up.
Right.
So I think it's important to get out and just get your feet wet.
Yeah, it's interesting what a little bit of experience and wisdom will do. I mean, not everyone can be Phil Heath or Flex Wheeler, who came out and won his first three pro shows. Kai Greene came from the back of the pack. Ronnie Coleman came from way back. Took him years to get to where he needed to be. And even Jay Cutler paced himself for the marathon, which has now turned into three Olympia trophies and an Arnold Classic trophy. I think Mark jumping in there this year, getting a taste of it, even if he's got to take it on the chin, he may be able to dish a little bit of it out as well. But that experience is invaluable for the following year. And you got that experience, and you got very close. You qualified for the Mr. Olympia. A lot of people thought you should have went in there. What was the reason? What was the logic for not going in
last year?
Yeah.
Last year, my logic was, my goal last year was to win a small show.
Right.
And I told myself, if you can't win a small show, not a small show, but one of the smaller shows, obviously, if you can't win one of the smaller shows, then you're not ready.
Right.
Because my goal is to win a small show and then be top 10 at the Olympia.
All right, Fuad, stay with that thought. I'm going to take a commercial break. We'll come back on the other side and let you finish that. You're on the line with Canadian Fuad Abiyad. Bring it down here in IFBB Professional Bodybuilding Conversation. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
bomb ass envy. The safe way you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric oxide war is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
For mind-blowing energy coupled with muscle-building nutrients and essential amino acids, NO Shotgun, the world's most effective pre-workout supplement, will help you pack on slabs of lean muscle tissue faster than a speeding bullet. In a recent university study, NO Shotgun was discovered and compared to placebo to produce 181% greater lean body mass and over 1,000% increase in bench press strength. NO Shotgun is the first supplement proven to elevate muscle gene factors needed for growth. Also, VPX offers the best workout supplement, the superlative NO Synthesize, scientifically formulated to further drive your muscles' anabolic processes after you are done training. NO Synthesize takes nutrient timing to another level. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
The Targo S2 is 2.3 times faster through the gut.
Zero bloating.
2 times faster glycemic response.
But no crash.
1.8 times faster insulin response.
Lasting muscle fullness.
1.7 times faster muscle glycogen recovery. University proven Vitargo S2.
What other carbs try to be?
Proof before promises. Vitargo S2. Only from Generate. Pick up Vitargo S2 at GenerateSpeed.com. That's G-E-N-R, the number 8, speed.com. Or find us on the MD Superstore.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes. Your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, just a couple weeks ago we had our all-Canadian show with Big Mike Van Wyk and Big Ben Pekulski, and now we have another Canadian, Fouad Abiad, calling down from the Great White North. Fawad, we had Mark Alvisi. He's made an announcement. He's going back to the Europa, which I believe was the last time you were on a pro stage. What is going on with you in the way of competition for 2010?
To be honest, I'm not actually 100% sure yet. The plan originally was to do Tampa because I felt like I should have won last year, and I didn't because I think I wasn't in my best shape, so I kind of think they punished me a little bit for that. But the plan was to come back to that show and win it. But I've had some elbow issues and some knee issues. The knee issues are kind of taken care of now. I actually just got news today that I'm going for an MRI on my elbow. So my training's been a little bit hindered. So not sure if I'm going to be able to step on stage in Tampa. Hartford is still a possibility, and so is Dallas. I'm not sure if there's a Sacramento show this year, but that's also a possibility. I love to compete. Like, to be honest with you, I want to compete at all three of them. I've competed at least two shows every year. But I just, my training hasn't been 100% this year because of some injuries that have held me back. So it really just depends if I can put it together in the next couple weeks and the next few weeks and see if I can get back some of the gains that I wanted to make this year.
Right. So it's safe to say the next month will be crucial for you as it relates to contests in 2010. And yes, I do believe the Sacramento Pro is alive and well and moved to, I believe, the back end of October. I want to say it's Halloween weekend. I have to double check that calendar. That's John Tooman and Big Ted Williamson who put that contest on a year ago, where we saw one Tony Freeman come in after a dismal, I don't want to say dismal, but you know, Tony Freeman was a top five guy. He fell down to eighth place. And he came in and he won that contest and qualified for the Olympia early. He has since gone on to compete three times this year. So I know what you mean about being a competitor and wanting to jump back up on that stage because you like to fight it out. But if by chance you cannot make it on stage this calendar year, have you projected what will be next in store for you in 2011?
Yeah, if I don't get to compete this year, it's going to be kind of a sore spot for me, and I will be a little bit depressed about it. So I'm actually going to come back in 2011 with a vengeance, if I can't, with a lot of anger, I think. Not at anybody, but just at myself for not being able to put it together.
Right. Well, so, we know they're adding next year a brand-new show. People over at Weider AMI are putting on a brand-new show in California. I want to say it's going to be a week before the Arnold Classic, maybe two, but is that something that would fit into your calendar that early in the year, or would you wait again until the summer?
Oh, no, no. If I, like I said, I don't want to wait at all, so if I do... If I do have to wait, I'd like to do all the early shows. I actually would like to do, I'd actually like to do the Flex show or the AMI show. I'd love to do the Arnold Classic because it's always been a dream of mine. I've gotten to do the Olympia. I haven't gotten to the Arnold yet.
Right.
And I also want to do Steve Weinberger's show because I know New York puts on a great show and the fans there are awesome.
Yes, they do, and yes, they are. I mean,
yeah, and so I think the last show next year, I think there's going to be a show in Toronto, Canada. Here, I'd love to do that as well, so I can get some, you know, some of the hometown, some of my family coming out, and some of my good friends coming out to see me compete. So it's going to be, if I don't get to compete this year, it's going to be a full year for me next year.
Yeah, I believe the Canadian show will be brought back, the Toronto Championships. I believe in the month of June. I talked to the promoter. The Arnold Classic, anyway, that was the game plan to get that back on the calendar. Being a professional bodybuilder, sitting on the sideline, watching what's going down, what do you make of Raleigh Winkler? I mean, it sounds like he's the new kid on the block, and it sounds like Dennis Wolf is still trying to figure out what he needs to do, and Hidetada is like the Iron Man.
Well, Hidetada is a machine. I don't know how you come into each show and just diet all year round and come in at 100% every single time. That's impressive, to say the least. But Dennis, I don't really know. I can't explain that. I mean, he was definitely harder, but he wasn't full. And, you know, his back, I think, is a genetic thing. He just doesn't – the insertion points aren't there. And even though his back keeps getting wider and wider, it just doesn't seem to get that thickness that he needs to really complete his physique.
Mm-hmm.
Rolly is – I don't know, man. He's just complete. Like, there's nothing missing. When I look at his physique, I just don't see – you know, I see a complete physique, and I really think that's what they reward. That's what they've been rewarding in New York. I mean, everybody says New York's a big man show, but last year and this year, it's been a complete man show because, I mean, Evan won not because he was the biggest or the hardest, but he was the most complete guy that day, and I think Rolly got the same reward.
What do you make of your fellow Canuck in the form of Ben Pekulski, who narrowly missed that that qualification spot? I believe he was relegated to seventh place, right behind Eugene Mishin from Russia.
I actually had Ben in fifth. Well, I had actually on the boards I had written down that I had Eric and Ben tied for fifth because I actually think they have similar physiques and similar issues. Ben's got bigger shoulders than Eric. Eric's got bigger arms than Ben. They both have crazy lower bodies. Ben, I think Eric brought up his back a little bit more than Ben. That may be why he got rewarded. But it could have went either way. I mean, those two are both, they're both great, but, Ben,
calves.
What's that?
Who had better calves?
You know what? To be honest, I think Eric's got him on size, but Ben has got the better shape.
Yeah, that's a tough one. What about your boy Mike Van Wyk? His pro debut didn't look so hot.
Mike, you know what? Mike's a massive guy, and I saw him in the gym, I think I saw him a week or two earlier, and he looked big and shredded, but he had shorts on, and I just didn't know if the legs had come up, because I know that was one of the spots they were working on from his last show. And I think that's just going to be his that's what he's going to have to focus on. He's got a massive back and massive shoulders. He just needs to bring up. That's kind of my genetic weakness is the same as his. He's got big, wide shoulders. So it's almost like no matter how big his legs get, they're not going to be big enough. So
right. It's interesting when you stand on stage with a guy that's got a set of wheels like a big Ben Pekulski, how far you do have to go in comparison.
Oh, yeah.
So it's good he got his feet wet. Now he's got something to go back to the gym, and that's encouraging. He knows he's going to have to bring those legs up if he wants to make it here in the IFBB. But real quick before we close you out from Canada, okay, so we're battling the injuries. You find your way to work around them. Is it going to be something that's going to stop you from hitting your peak? Because you said the judges rewarded you second because you were not at your best. Is this something that may keep you from becoming your best, and how you're only going to give it a few weeks to make that to pull the plug, correct?
You mean my best as far as
peaking? Condition. I imagine it was conditioning against Dennis James because you were darn near close. You could have flipped a coin. Someone had to lose the contest. Unfortunately,
Dennis,
you lost out to a veteran.
Against Dennis in Tampa, I think my physique was okay that day. I just think my conditioning, I think I was about 5 pounds off.
Right.
And I think it was a combination of, you know, me and Hani. It was the first time working together, and I think I had made a couple mistakes in the weeks before. So I kind of take full blame for that. But I, like I said, I was about 5 pounds off, and I think had I been as sharp as they saw me the year before, I think they would have given it to me, but I think they punished me a little bit because I was off. But as far as the injuries go, the injuries aren't going to hold me back as far as conditioning. The elbow is holding me back as far as bringing up my arm size, which is already one of my weaknesses. And my knees are better, so my legs are starting to grow. But I won't let anything hold me back. I mean, I drive 4 hours every week just to see a therapist because he's the best around here.
Right.
So if I have to drive wherever or go see whoever to make things work, I'll make it work just so I can get back on stage, and I will present the best package I have. I won't let myself be a second-tier pro for the rest of my career.
Well, when that time comes and you've made that determination for competition in 2010, get back at us here at MD Radio, and you can talk to your fans and let them know personally.
All right, Sean.
All right, Fawad, thanks for calling in from Canada.
Sounds good, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right, that's the big FA, Fawad Abiad, calling in from Canada, and we'll look for more things from Fawad and his injury report as we progress through the calendar year. And next up on the pro calendar, of course, we'll be headed into Tampa. The Pro Bodybuilding Weekly competition out there takes place July the 17th, and then from there we'll move on to the Europa Pro in Connecticut on July the 24th and wind up at the Europa Pro Championships in Dallas the 14th and 15th of August. We're going to take a final commercial break here. Come back with proof before promises with the expert, Anthony Almada, after the commercial break.
Got the best for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass hit be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
To be the best, you must fuel your body with only the best. That's why Thermolife is committed to developing boldly innovative formulas, purity tested against the only true standards in the industry today. In an industry full of hype and contaminated products, why take a risk? Use Thermolife, pure scientific innovation for pure mass, pure power, and purest results ever. Thermolife is redefining the purity standards in the industry today to help hardcore athletes like you achieve your best. Live Thermolife today and learn more about how Thermolife quality control standards are changing the industry at Thermolife.com. Come learn about our new patent-pending creatine nitrate in C-Ball, our industry's most innovative and powerful natural testosterone booster, T-Ball, the non-hormonal powerhouse E-Ball, and the best-tasting protein ever, Vasolate, the only protein in the world fortified with leucine nitrate. You can get information on our other products and learn about the soon-to-be-released groundbreaking Pump Ball. That's www.thermolife.com for the highest quality, most effective products ever made.
Do you want cutting-edge products that are scientifically formulated and tested in the best laboratories in the world? VPX Sports, founded by supplement guru Jack Owok, renowned for creating the most effective and innovative supplement formulations in the industry today, where other companies fall short. VPX has excelled by bringing the latest scientific information into the research and development laboratories at VPX and translated into products that are used by fitness enthusiasts and recreational bodybuilders all the way to the highest levels of professional athletics. VPX pushes the envelope, redefines superlative products, and delivers on its promise to produce the highest grade sports nutrition supplements in existence. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
The No Bull Supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why? At humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is Jay Cutler, and you're listening to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
is the next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX Stealth has changed the rules of rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of Stealth can do. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we've come to our new final segment of MD Radio here on episode number 62. And I want to welcome to the show the founder, co-founder of EAS Nutrition and the CEO of Generate, the makers of Fatago S2, Anthony Almada, calling in from Irvine. Anthony, welcome to MD Radio.
Sean, thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Am I correct in saying that you were the co-founder of EAS Nutrition way back in, I believe, 92?
Late 92, so yes, you are.
And you went to school. You got a little bit of college education behind yourself in nutritional biochemistry, and you went to UC Irvine and Long Beach. Where else did you go? You got some education behind you. Berkeley?
I went to where the radicals are in Berkeley for grad school in nutritional exercise biochemistry, and then did research in humans after doing rat studies over at UC San Francisco.
Well, Anthony, I was really curious about some of the stuff that you're writing in MD. You got the column Proof Before Promises, and most recently we saw this 1-800 Lie to Me, and it jumped off the page. It says, every year new claims come out that are so bogus and false that they make a much larger than life Wizard of Oz status. And what's your, we created this segment so you can come in and dispel some of these myths, give us some accurate information. Because you're one of those guys that studies and does all the clinical studies and things, and today we're talking about, I believe you said, the NO2, NO explode stuff.
Well, yeah, and I'll just say no. So you mentioned EAS, and my co-founder and partner from EAS, Ed Berg, he actually created the NO category with his NO2 product.
Right.
And that was maybe 8 years ago, mm-hmm. 9 years, or 7, 8 years ago, he was talking to me about it, and he ran with that. That became a big category. It still is. It's a big, big category. And yet, I think almost everyone that I talk to, and I'm sure a lot of people you talk to, they take them or have taken them, and they're basically now in this category called pre-workout.
Right.
And the assumption is, and this is a big one, here's the first wizard, is that if you can raise nitric oxide or NO in the blood, you're going to get more muscle pumps or even greater performance. The fact is, no one's ever shown that anything that's out there for an NO-type product does indeed increase muscle blood flow or pumps. In fact, one study on one product showed it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so this study just came out last week from some guys at the University of Memphis. And they didn't just look at one product. They looked at four. And, well, actually, I'll send it to you, Sean. You can post it in the forums on MD and let people read it, because we don't want to disclose who the companies are because, you know, no,
sure.
No one wants to hear bad news.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funded by a company that's done other studies on one of their ingredients. And I have to hand it to them. This group, this company, which is a European company, they actually publish all the studies. And this study doesn't actually make their ingredient look good, nor does it show the other products. The three other products that they compared it to, it's like a chemical textbook of all the different ingredients. Some of them had 70 ingredients. And so they actually used a way of measuring muscle blood flow, and they looked at their strength, their performance, blood lactate, and they also gave them a questionnaire, do you feel a muscle pump from zero to the most intense pump ever?
Mm-hmm.
They gave them two servings of these four different products, plus a maltodextrin placebo, and they found, and I'll actually quote this for you, our findings showed that there's no difference between maltodextrin placebo or any of the products in relation to exercise performance, skeletal muscle blood flow, muscle pump, blood lactate, sodium nitrite or nitrate, or an antioxidant measure.
So is it
in
your
fact,
position?
They said, go ahead.
Is it your position that based on what you found that NO does not work?
Well, these NO products, none of these four, and if you look at the ingredients, you can tell what the products are.
Right.
None of them have been shown to increase muscle blood flow or pump, and this one showed perhaps with the most sensitive way of measuring, like using a really sensitive thermometer to measure the 0.4 degrees rather than 74 degrees here, it's 74.4, the best one to date. They even said that the maltodextrin placebo was just as good as all these other products.
So in summation, with about a minute left to go here, Anthony, your advice to the consumer would be what?
I would say you can continue to try it because the caffeine does something. And all these products, except for this one ingredient that was from the company that funded the study, they all have caffeine. And caffeine creates a pre-workout effect of increased alertness, focus, intensity, and you may get more irritable. But one thing to try that this study actually suggests is maltodextrin or any carb that can spike insulin. Because what insulin does is it opens up blood vessels, that creates a muscle fullness and blood flow increase that translates into a muscle pump.
So basically, a cup of coffee is more effective than the NO.
Well, it appears to be in terms of this, or just, heck, a scoop of maltodextrin, or a scoop of Vitargo, a scoop of a fast-digesting carb, dextrose, that will spike insulin.
Well, send me over that report. I want to post that up on the board so these guys can get more on it. We're going to keep you as a weekly fixture, Anthony, changing up the topics, educating these guys on the science of sports nutrition, and use that education that you got. We're also going to continue checking in on your shred of evidence monthly in the Muscular Development Magazine. So we look forward next week to bringing you on with a little bit more time so we can get a little bit more meat and potatoes out of you. Is that cool?
Thanks, Sean, very much.
Anthony Almada calling in from Generate. And that brings to a close episode number 62 here on MD Radio. Next week, we've got a special California preview. We're going to bring on some former California State NPC champions that went on to some great success as IFBB professional bodybuilders. Look for Adrice Wardell, Richard Jones, 1999 California champion Abbas Katami. We'll go all the way back to 1986 and bring out the Zookster, Troy Zuccolato. And let's not forget about the military machine, the G-Train. Garrett Downing will be here next week, all on MD Radio 63. Thank you, Fouad, Kathy, Lee Francois, Mark Alvisi, and, of course, Anthony Almeida for calling in. MD Radio, I'm your host, Sean Ray. We are out.
On a mission for them greens, lean, mean, money-making machines, serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon, now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining, looking like I'm Rob Liberace.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.